Ever promise yourself you'd stay on track through the holidays, only to wake up the next day feeling defeated, bloated, and ready to start over Monday? This episode exposes the truth about why that pattern keeps repeating and how it's sabotaging your progress, not just on the scale, but in your arms and your confidence and your self-trust.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 90. We're talking about something today that might sound a little strange, maybe even a little uncomfortable. We're talking about preparing to overeat. I know your brain might already be saying, wait, why would I prepare for the very thing I don't want to do? You want to be good this Thanksgiving. You don't want to lose control around this stuffing or the pie or that extra glass of wine. You just want to eat like a normal person. But listen, here's the truth most women miss. If you don't prepare for your imperfect moments, you'll keep repeating them. Preparing for the parts of you that still want more, still reach for seconds, or still panic at the thought of saying no, that is how you actually change. It's the step almost everyone skips, and it's why so many women end up back in the same cycle. Guilt, restriction, rebellion, repeat. For years, I did the same thing. I thought the problem was my willpower. I thought if I could just have more discipline, I'd finally stop overeating. But that wasn't the problem at all. The real problem was that I never prepared for being human. Inside Arms by Christine, I teach this exact thing, how your actions don't just happen out of nowhere. You don't just pick up food without a thought and a feeling first. Your brain says something like, I've been so good this week, or I deserve this, or it's the holidays, who cares? Then that thought creates a feeling, maybe relief, comfort, rebellion. And that feeling drives you straight to the food. It's why understanding your thoughts matters more than any diet plan or macro count. And here's where it gets tricky. Most women think they just need to focus on food or calories. But the real work is what you believe about yourself and your ability to change. Do you believe you can learn how to eat like a naturally toned woman? Do you believe you can feel satisfied without stuffing yourself? Do you believe you can say no without feeling deprived? Most women want to believe that, but deep down, they don't. And if you don't uncover those hidden beliefs, they'll run the show every single time. You'll think you're just weak around pumpkin pie, when really you're stuck in an old belief loop about what's possible for you. And that's what my new course, How to Eat Like a Naturally Toned Woman, is all about. Teaching your brain to see cravings, fullness, and satisfaction in a completely new way. But first, we've got to talk about those cravings. Because I know some of you are thinking, I don't want to think about cravings. I just want them gone. Trust me, I get it. But learning to understand them, not run from them, is the game changer. So here's the next layer of this work, maybe the hardest one of all. You've got to decide on purpose what you're going to think the moment you break your commitment. You said you'd stop eating when you were satisfied. But you didn't. You said you weren't going to graze while cooking, but the bites added up. You said you were going to stay on track this Thanksgiving, and suddenly you're in stretchy pants on the couch wondering what happened. Here's the question that changes everything. What are you going to make it mean? This is what I mean when I talk about preparing to overeat. And yes, I know it sounds backwards. Most women say, Christine, I don't want to keep messing up. Why would I prepare for that? Because if you don't, your brain will default to its usual programming. That default soundtrack sounds something like, ugh, I blew it. Why can't I stop? I'll start over Monday. Sound familiar? Those thoughts don't just make you feel bad, they keep your body stuck. When you're swimming in shame or perfectionism, your nervous system stays tense. You overcorrect, right? Undereat, and then binge again. You throw away days, sometimes weeks of progress, not because you didn't have enough discipline, but because you didn't decide ahead of time how to handle being human. Preparing for those moments doesn't mean you're giving yourself permission to fail. It means you're building trust with yourself. It means saying, even when I slip, I know how to get back up without punishing myself. And that mindset, that calm, capable energy, is the same one that builds strong toned arms, because your arms don't get sculpted from perfection. They get sculpted from consistency, from how you treat yourself the day after you mess up. The other pattern I see all the time is this quiet collapse that happens after you blow it, right? It sounds like this. Ugh, I just can't do it. I'll never figure this out. I might as well stop trying and just enjoy myself for the weekend. And before you know it, one extra slice of pie turns into 3 days of leftovers and self-loathing. These are the two default responses most women live in after breaking a promise to themselves. I'll start over tomorrow. What's the point? I've already failed. Neither one helps your arms or your confidence get stronger. So here's the question I want you to sit with. If you could mail a letter to your future self, the version of you who overeats next week or this week or loses control at a party, what would you want that letter to say? Would you want to tell her, all your progress is gone. You ruined it. You'll never change. Would you tell her, you might as well give up and start again Monday? Of course not. But that's exactly what most women do in their heads. Here's the thing. Your body hears every thought you think. When you tell yourself you've ruined your progress, your brain believes you. And once your brain believes you failed, it stops looking for evidence that you can succeed. That's what keeps your arms and your life stuck in the same loop. What if instead your letter said something like this? Hey, this isn't proof you failed. This is proof you're learning. This one night doesn't erase your progress. It's part of it. Your body still deserves your care. You still deserve to move, to eat with intention, to show up. That's what a naturally toned woman does. She doesn't live in all or nothing. She doesn't call herself good or bad. She just keeps showing up for the next rep, whether it's at the dinner table or in her workout. And yes, I know that part of you still wants perfection. You want to just get it right once and for all. But that desire to never mess up is the very thing holding you back from the body you want. Because perfection is brittle. Consistency, that's where strength lives. What if you didn't make it mean any of that? What if overeating at Thanksgiving didn't mean you failed, or that all your progress is gone, or that you ruined everything? Because here's what actually happens when you do make it mean that. You feel shame. And when you feel shame, you hide. You avoid mirrors, you avoid your workouts, you avoid your plan. You just want to forget. And when you try to forget, you eat more. You find another distraction. You go deeper into the same pattern you're trying to break. That's not discipline failing you. That's shame running the show. So, what if instead of defaulting to "I blew it," you decided on purpose what you want to make it mean? Because one day of overeating doesn't erase 3 weeks of healthy meals. Just like one skipped workout doesn't erase months of building strength in your arms. It is wild how we treat one moment like it cancels out everything that came before it. It doesn't. You didn't have 21 days of overeating. You had 21 days of showing up and one day of learning. That one day is not a setback. It's data. It's your next rep. The idea that you have to reset the clock every time you overeat or skip a workout is one of the most toxic lies women have been taught. You don't lose progress. You build awareness. Every time you say no to a craving, you're rewiring your brain. Every time you pause before a second helping, you're strengthening the muscle of self-trust. And when you do overeat, you gain information you can't get any other way. You get to ask, what was really going on? Was I stressed? Lonely? Exhausted? Was I trying to please everyone at dinner and forgot to check in with myself? Maybe you overate because your in-laws were here and you didn't have the tools to handle the stress. Maybe it was the never-ending deadlines, the exhaustion, the feeling that there's no time for you. Or maybe your body was in pain and you've just always used food as the way to comfort yourself. When you decide ahead of time what you're going to make those moments mean, you stop losing the lesson inside them. You stop throwing away the data. That's what happens when women reset the clock. They blindfold themselves to what their habit is trying to teach them. So write it down right now, okay? What do you want to make it mean when you overeat? When you skip your workout, when you don't show up the way you planned. You could make it mean, there's a part of this pattern I don't yet understand. There's a skill I'm still building. This is my next rep in self-trust. That's the work. And imagine how different your journey would feel if that's what you believed the morning after a binge or the day you skipped your workout. Instead of "I blew it," you'd think, "I'm learning." Instead of "my arms will never change," you'd think, "this is exactly how they will change." Because the truth is, your arms are not built from perfection. They're built from presence, from showing up after every wobble, from caring enough to stay curious. So as we head into this Thanksgiving week, spend 5 minutes, just five, to prepare for the moment you break your commitment. Write that letter to your future self. Tell her what it will mean. That 5 minute decision can change the next 5 years of your body and your life. And if you're ready to take this deeper, to stop fighting food and start eating like a woman who already feels confident and strong, that's exactly what I'll teach you inside How to Eat Like a Naturally Toned Woman. It's time to stop starting over and finally learn how to listen to your body, build trust, and tone your arms from the inside out. I'll put the link to that course in the show notes. All right, that's it for today. Have the best Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.